Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mist. 70 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mist. 70 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mist. 72 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 83 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mist. 72 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mist. 73 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 77 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Clear. 79 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 81 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 82 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 82 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 82 degrees.
This is WWT Mobile listening.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 86 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 81 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 82 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Node 27339 connected to WAGM-VHF.
Hey Jay, now.
Oh, excuse me. Ooh, that's bad audio. Hey Jay, 9Y and N7OKN. You guys are sounding good, but listen, the new people. If they have trouble with their local repeater, they can always get on Echolink or All-Star or those other ways to get in. KQ4 while I'm in.
The East Coast Reflector. We'll have a net beginning in 5 minutes. Please stay.
Hey, N7OKN, AJ9Y. You guys can tell them, I still remember what the Godfather told me the first time I ever keyed up, is I don't have to use phonetics on my call sign. Just give them the letters, KQ4, YYN. And I kind of, between me and the N5RTC, we abbreviate that just to YYN. But anyway, just KQ4, YYN with just a comment. Back on the side.
As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest. You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting ecr.radio/logs. From this page, select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is ecr.radio/logs. We have a text line available for checking in. Text your call sign, and only your call sign, to 716-317-9050. Net Control will be notified of your check-in, and they will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for in and outs. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, the phone number is 716-317-9050. Please stand by for the net beginning shortly.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Scott in 7FGP in Jamestown, New York. The YouthNet has taken summer off, so we thought we'd take this hour and do a QSO Quest Roundtable Net. We have several coasters here tonight. We have, and we're going to be looking for some questers. So tonight we have Vicky, KE8VKY. Also, Bill, KF0MHN, and then there's me, Scott, in 7FGP. Now, if you haven't signed up for the QSO Quest and would like to earn some points that go towards certificates, you can go to ecr.radio/quest, click on the register button, and sign up. You get a contact for each QSO with a designated coaster, and those coasters are listed right there on the Quest webpage. All right, so tonight we're going to be doing a roundtable net. We'll take about five or six coasters at a time and do a short. We're going to try to keep them to right around 2-minute QSO, and then we're going to pass it to the next coaster. And after all the QSOs, you can log all three contacts on your log sheet, and then the coasters will approve it. So since this is a QSO Quest net, we want you to be signed up for the QSO program to check in, and we don't take any in-and-out check-ins. So that all being said, let's start and get some call signs going. So if you'd like to check in to the QSO Quest roundtable net, just mute your call sign twice and slowly. Please call now.
N0CKV, N0CKV.
I texted it, but I don't see it, so I'm just being sure that it's getting through. I connect.
Kilo Romeo 4, Kilo Victor Echo, that's KR4, KVE.
Uniform Golf Echo from Carla Bay. Over.
All right, let me grab it here and tell you who we have. Let's see, we have a text line. Yeah, we have K2AP Joe. Hello, Joe. And IPJ, yeah, we did get you on the text line, but we got your radio check-in, too. Then we have KC4UGE, Luciano, in Miami, Florida. Looks like you're new to the system. I hope you get signed up onto the Quest program if you're not already. You can head over to ecr.radio/quest and sign up. Let's see. We also have James from Kissimmee, Florida, KR4KVE. We have Dean from Comac, New York, KE2IPJ. And at the top of the list, we have Mark, N0CKV. So I'm going to go ahead and start off the roundtable tonight. And each of us coasters are going to have a short little question for you. And my question for the evening is, what was your favorite comic strip in the newspaper? So, Mark, 0CKV.
Oh. You mean Scott? Unfortunately, read the comic strips. So I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah, how about, do you still subscribe to the newspaper, or do they even still have one near you?
Yes, they still have one. I do not subscribe to it anymore. It was getting to be like $500 a year, and all I looked for was the Saturday and Sunday papers. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, they seem to be kind of going by the wayside for sure with technology and all the changes and everything. So, you know, I think most of them have gone away from the print and gone mostly digital. But, you know, I tell you, there's something about a newsroom, walking into a newsroom back in the old days and hearing all the presses and teletypes and typewriters and stuff like that. That was pretty exciting back in the day. So, anything for the net for us tonight? Mark, over to you.
I wanted to see if there's anybody else behind me. No, I don't have anything else for you tonight. N0CKV.
All right, Mark. Well, I'm going to send you on over to Vicky, KE8VKY. Go ahead, Vicky.
Good evening. This is Vicky, KE8VKY. I have kind of a weird question. Is there anything you unintentionally collect? Like maybe pens that end up in your pocket, you bring them home from work and have a whole stash of them? Any unintentional collections? Go ahead.
Evening, Vicky. I collect loose change. I throw it into a little Tootsie Roll container, and when that gets filled up, I put it into a 1 pound margarine container.
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling that would be some of them. But at the same time, a lot of people don't use cash anymore. I just don't like change because you actually have to pay to give people money to make change. It's a very bizarre concept. All right. Good talking to you, and I will turn over to Bill.
Hey, Mark, KF0NHN Bill. How you doing tonight down there in Plymouth? We had a little drizzle this afternoon or this morning, but it turned out to be a nice day. Anyways, my question is, what part of the driving test would you fail? Now, I know what part I would fail. What about you?
I think I would fail the driving part. I'm sorry, I mean the written test. I think the driving part is easy. It's the written test that I would fail. It's been a long time since I've read that material.
Yeah, me too. You know, when I'm out there driving on the road, I see a lot of people that I know could fail the driving test, so I know it's not just me. Sometimes I wonder if the part of patience, they didn't really have that in a test back in the day, but that would be my thing, just being patient with people and being on the road. So anyway, as far as collecting change, now we do it in a coffee can, and my question for you is, do the banks still allow you to walk in and pour your change into the machine like the old days?
That's a good question. The satellite bank that used to be open in the Cub grocery store closed. They had a change machine. I don't know if the bank still has one. Kind of in response to Vicky's question, I don't use change very often, so I don't collect much, but I don't know if they still have it.
All right. Well, I need to find out. I might be a millionaire. Overall, the change I got sitting down here by the washing machine. So, anyways, I'm going to cut out of here and pass it on to Terry, N5RTC. Have a good night.
All right, Bill. I'm going to take it. Terry's just kind of sitting in there tonight and listening along. So.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for checking in, Mark. And you have a great evening, and we'll talk to you later. Well, let's move on down the list. And the next on the list is Dean in Commack, New York, KE2IPJ. Good evening, Dean. And my question is, what is or what was your favorite comic strip? Over to you, Dean.
Good evening, everyone. Dean. KE2IPJ. My favorite comic strip from the newspaper was definitely Calvin and Hobbes. I'm a huge Batman. I saw Batman in the papers when I was growing up. So, in the paper, Calvin and Hobbes. Back to you.
Oh yeah, Dean. That's my favorite too. I love those cartoons and. I wish you would write some more of them, but I used to like Kingsbury, too. That was always a fun one, but Calvin and Hobbes, for sure, was at the top of my list. So, let's see. Dean, how's your weekend going? Anything new this weekend? Well, I guess it's still Friday. Oh, well, you got plans for the weekend, then.
Yes, the radio club I belong to is going to be setting up outside of a lighthouse on Long Island, and I'm going to go help with that, and should be a really good time. And then also on Wednesday night, I saw one of my favorite bands, Deep Purple, at the Jones Beach Theater, and it was a big event because the guitarist, Richie Blackmore, played with them first time since 1993, so it was a really exciting night. It's been an exciting week. Back to you.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool. Richie Blackmore was playing with them, yeah. I remember back in the day, one of my favorite bands, that's for darn sure. Yeah, I was just at the Dunkirk Lighthouse today where they're getting all set up for the lighthouse. And I'm losing my voice, so. All right, Dean, I'm going to pass you on over to Vicky, K-E-8-V-K-Y. Vicky, it's your turn.
Hey, Dean, how are you doing? This is Vicky, K8VKY. And my question again is, what did you unintentionally collect?
Hi, Vicky. Good evening. I would say the thing that I unintentionally collect, I play guitar, and when I buy a set of guitar strings, when I break a string, I usually don't bother to use up all the strings, so I have... I guess a collection of incomplete sets of guitar strings in my downstairs basement. Keep that to you.
Do you usually tend to break the same strings a lot?
I didn't catch that last part. One more time, please.
I was saying, do you usually tend to break the same strings a lot?
Yes, I do. I tend to break the thinner strings, so I have a bunch of sets downstairs that have a bunch of the thicker strings left, and then I'll just go out and buy a new set of strings, and then I'll break those, and I'll have another incomplete set.
That's kind of funny. Might consider maybe donating it to a school or something, because I imagine they can just buy stuff in bulk and at least get a discount on the cheaper stuff. All right, let's get started to you. This is Vicky, K-A-V-K-O, and I'll pass you on over to Bill, KF0MHN.
Hey, Dane, this is Bill, KF0MHN. Good evening to you. And my question was, what part of the driving test would you fail?
Good evening. Funny story about that. When I was 17, I took my road test, and my parents decided 4 days before my road test that they were going to buy a stick shift. So I had to take my road test with a stick shift after never having been one. And although I passed, it was the parallel park that scarred me for life. I am still scarred with the parallel park. So I believe if I had to do it now, that would be the thing I would fail. Back to you.
Yeah, I would agree with you. It's a little bit easier with the backup cameras nowadays. So I actually had the parallel park today and did a pretty good job. So I had the lines and everything on the camera helping me out. You know, I, kind of a story like that. My daughter decided that she wanted to drive my stick shift car one day. She was about 17 years old. And she made it halfway down the driveway, and that's about as far as she got. So I can empathize with that. And I got tired of driving a stick shift, so I didn't want to drive it anymore. Anything else? What are you doing tonight?
Just relaxing at home. I have to be up early tomorrow for the Lighthouse event. So I'm waking up around 5, and the guys around 6 o'clock to get everything set up down by the Lighthouse. So I'm just going to listen to the net and just relax this evening. Back to you.
All right, my friend, you have a great night. Great talking to you. Don't forget about logging in your points tonight. I'll pass it back to N7FGP Scott, 73.
All right, Dane, thank you for checking in with us tonight, and you have a great weekend and have fun out at the Lighthouse. It's a great weekend for us. At least today was very nice, and I think tomorrow's going to be good, too. All right, let's go to James in Kissimmee, Florida, KR4KVE. Good evening, and I don't think I've talked to you before. My question is, what is or what was your favorite comic strip? Over to you there, James.
KR4KV. Well, thank you, sir. Yes, we've never talked before. This is our first time talking. Favorite comic strip? That's real easy. All-time favorite is Bloom County. Do you know of it? Over.
Yeah, I believe I do. It's not one that I have read a lot of, but I am familiar with it. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. The characters in the comic strip were Opus the Penguin, Bill the Cat, Steve the attorney. It was more political motivated, cliche atmosphere type things. You know, they made a lot of fun of, you know, different kinds of events during the time, which was in the 80s. Over.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just pulled it up here, and I remember it now. It was very similar, it looks like, to Gainsbury. A lot of the same kind of things. All right. I lost my place here. All right, James, thanks for checking in with us tonight, and I'm going to send you on over to Vicky, K-E-8-V-K-Y. Over to you, Vicky.
Hey, James, how are you doing? Vicky, K-8-V-K-Y. So what thing do you collect unintentionally? Pocket change, pens, what about you?
Gee whiz. I don't know. Well, I unintentionally collect cardboard boxes. I mean, Amazon sends me more than one I could ever ask for. Does that count? I don't know.
Yeah, I think we all do. You know, I tried to burn those one time. I couldn't get them to burn. I thought that was very weird. Kind of smart, but at the same time a little scary. What do you do with paper to make it not want to burn, and do I really want to be handling it? How often do you get packages?
I get packages pretty regularly, you know, just from my wife's, you know, online store business. It's addressed to me. She's using like a quasi eBay account that I had a while ago, and things always get sent to me, and I have to give them to her. Plus, you know, I got a brother who likes to send me some stuff, you know, like trivia stuff, that type of things, little nits and crannies and things that he finds. He's special needs, so, you know, I entertain it, you know, and say it's nice, and, you know, I love him. What can I say? But, yeah, you know, just little things like that. Over.
That's very cool and very sweet. It was good talking to you, Mr. Shaky K8VKY, and I'll pass you on over to Bill.
Hey, James, Bill, KF0HN. Hope you're doing well this evening in Kissimmee, Florida. Hey, my question was, what part of the driving test would you fail?
Well, that's, wow. Now, I don't think I'd fail the driving test at all. Although I did, I failed driver's training and when I was in law enforcement, I had a hard time getting out of a front wheel skid. It takes a lot of practice, a lot of maneuvering on the front wheels, on the front steering wheel. But I can't say that I'm a perfect driver, and I can honestly say that I don't think I'd have a problem with it. I can't think of anything. KR4 KVE, right back to you, sir.
You know, James. James. I've been married 35 years, and I got married when I was 28, and I had my license for 12 years, and I was a good driver. But the last 35, apparently, I have not been a good driver. So I don't know if you can empathize with that.
No, I get it. I think with today's technology in vehicles with standardized rear-view cameras and whatnot, I think it's helped a lot of old people such as me, you know, maintain a good driving, you know. I mean, they got cruise auto-adapt control that helps you. You just set the cruise control, and that car just drives itself. You just have to maintain control of the car, you know. But the thing is not to let the situation overcome you. You overcome that situation, you know. And you have to know your limitations, like one great man said, you know. Guy's got to know his own limitations. So if you feel that you can't drive, you know. But I feel I can drive, and I think I'm pretty sure I can pass this test. Back to you, sir.
Well, that was kind of pointing a little humor at my wife, you know. Before I got married, I was great. After I got married, for the last 35, I haven't been too good. So, anyways, I want you to have a good night. It's good talking to you. This is KF0HN. I'm going to pass it on to Scott, N7FGB.
No, I don't know what you're talking about there, Bill. My wife drives great from the passenger seat. So, all right. Thanks, James, for being this evening, and you have a great weekend. Let's see. We're not real sure on this next call sign. KC4UGE, is that correct? Well, let's see if there's a station out there that's a KC4 station, or, you know, I'm pretty sure I heard UGE out there, but if that sounds like your call sign and you just tried to check in that last round, please come back with your call sign twice and slowly. All right. Well, let's go ahead and move on down the list, and next on the list is Joe, K2AP in East Islip, New York. Hey, Joe, how are you doing tonight? And my question for you is, what is or what was your favorite comic strip? So, Joe, it's your turn.
Good evening, Scott. Good evening to the net. I would have to say, I'm not big on comics, but one of my favorites is Adam at Home. It's in the current newspaper. It's kind of nice. I like it. So I would say Adam at Home. Back to you.
One that I'm not familiar with. Is on the internet. What do you know? You still have a local newspaper that you get then, I guess, huh, Joe?
Yeah, I read a paper newspaper and paper magazines. I do everything old school.
Yeah, I see more and more papers are doing away with the print editions and going online. I think my wife just subscribed to the local one here, although I think they still do a print newspaper, but she's got the digital version. I kind of like the paper itself. I miss that. One of the first jobs I ever did was work in a newspaper in the photography in the darkroom. That's where I started. And it was something walking into a newsroom. It was all excitement. But all right, Joe, thanks for talking with me tonight. I'm going to send you on over to Vicki. Vicki, go ahead. Take it away.
Hey, Joe, this is Vicki, K8BKY. My question has been, what things do you unintentionally collect? So far we've had guitar steerings, change, Amazon boxes. What do you collect?
Good evening, Vicki. Well, as you know, I collect a lot of things intentionally. But unintentionally, I would say receipts from Empire State Pass, which is a New York State Pass to get into parks, state parks and beaches and things like that. And give you a receipt, and by the end of the season, I have a glove box or a center console box full of receipts.
Where is it that you said you go?
Well, I have a thing from New York State, which is a pass that allows you to go to all state parks and beaches. So it's called the Empire State Pass, so I can go to any beaches or any state parks. And when you go in, they give you a receipt. So that's what I unintentionally collect, the receipts.
I got you. Michigan has something similar where you can go to all the state parks. The funny thing is you have to buy it, or you can go to the library and check one out. Kind of weird, but all right. Good talk to you. I know I haven't talked to you in a while, but have a good night. And I'll pass you on to Bill, K8VKY.
Hey, Joe, KJP, this is Bill, KF0NHN. How you doing, my friend? My question of the day was, what part of the driving test would you fail?
Well, I would guess probably parallel parking. I barely passed it when I took the test a few years ago, 50 years ago, I guess, whatever it was. But that's what I would probably fail. Anyway, back to you, Bill, from K2AD.
Yeah, I think I got the parallel down with the technology, with the backup cameras. But, I was talking earlier, it's a little bit of patience out there on the road. It's really not part of the test or anything else like that. But, on Friday night when I was driving, my wife and I just came back from dinner, and people were pulling out in front of me. And on Sunday, that never happened, so it's a little bit different. Anyways, I was going to guess, even though you'd have some unintentional collections, I was going to guess that you collect some amplifiers.
Yeah, well, I would say the biggest thing I collect is radios, usually from the 40s and 50s and 60s, that type of thing. And recently I acquired an AM transmitter, which allows me to feed the radios with something worthwhile listening to, because there isn't much on the AM band. So that was about it over here. But By the way, I was thinking about you yesterday because we were online to get into a museum in the parking lot, and the car in front of us was MHN and some numbers. So I was thinking, I wonder how Bill is doing. Back to you.
WAKCL.
Good hearing from you again, and we'll pass it back to Scott and 7, FTP, 73.
73, guys, K2AP, back to net.
All right, Joe, thanks for checking in. I heard another station out there trying to break in, and you know what? Now it's time for check-in. So this is the QSO Quest Roundtable Net, and we would like all questers to be able to join in with the coasters and get a contact to earn towards your certificate. So if you haven't signed up for the QSO Quest program, you can go to ecr.radio/quest. Can't talk. Quest. And then you can sign up right there. Just click the little register button, and you can get some points tonight. So let's see. It is time to get some more check-ins. And this is Scott and 7FGP in Jamestown, New York. So if you would like to check into the QSO Quest Roundtable Net, now's your chance. We just need your call sign twice and slowly. Please call now.
Whiskey, 8, Kilo, Charlie, Lima. W8KCL.
KR4HBQ, Kilo Romeo 4, Hotel Bravo.
KQ4YYN, KQ4YYN.
Alrighty, let me tell you who I picked up there. We have Joe in Franklin, Georgia, KQ4YYN. Hello, Joe. We have Neil in Durham, North Carolina, KR4HBQ. Good evening, Neil. We have a new station here. It looks like you're new to the East Coast Reflector, W8KCL. And if you're not signed up for the QSO Quest program, now's a good chance to do that. Just go to ear.radio/quest and register and get a contact. And at the top of the list, we have Alan in Kendall, New York, NQZVN. Good evening, Alan. How are you today? And my question is, what is or what was your favorite comic strip? Over to you, Alan.
Well, good evening, Scott, and everyone on the net. Well, I haven't looked at a comic strip since I was a kid. And probably back when I delivered newspapers, I was 12, 13 years old. And but I used to be Dennis the Menace. You know, when I was a kid growing up, I used to get a kick out of that. And I could totally relate. I'd probably even try some of the shenanigans now and then, but it didn't go over too well, so I learned. But, yeah, Dennis the Menace, I think. It's been many, many, many years since I did comic strips. So, yeah, when I was a kid. And choose at the end. Over to you, Scott.
Oh, yeah. Dennis the Menace is a classic, that's for sure there. Do you remember the TV show they did? I think that must have been, early 60s, maybe late 50s. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do, honestly. That was before color television came out, actually. And, yep, it was that was my first taste of it. And then it would be in the newspaper. I thought that was pretty great.
All Yeah, back in the good old black and white TV days, that's for sure. All right, Alan. Well, thank you for checking in with us tonight, and you have a great evening and a great weekend. I'm going to send you on over to Vicky, K-E-A-V-K. Go ahead, Vicky.
Good evening, Alan. This is Vicky, K-8-V-K-Y. My question to you is, what do you unintentionally collect? So far we've had receipts, guitar strings, change, and Amazon boxes. Anything you collect?
Good evening, Vicky. Yeah, actually, I do. My dear brother, he works as a electronic tech, installing, servicing Motorola equipment and stuff like that. And occasionally he cleans out the shop and sends all the old test equipment my way. And yeah, he says, "Here, Al, it's probably good stuff. You can have it." He says, "I don't have the heart to throw it away, so I'll donate it to you. Maybe you can find somebody that could want it." So I got the big shelf full of, you know, old Motorola test equipment that went through. And, yeah, the majority of it works. It's still good. But, boy, now I got to rehome it. But, yeah, it's slowly collecting, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So, and that's definitely unintentional. If he asked me if I wanted it, I'd say no, thank you. But he just delivers it to me. And to ZVN.
Well, I'm sure you just got a lot of people's attention. You can always start putting it on the TechNet's Swap and Shop.
That's a possibility. I may do that. We'll see. Shipping would be the problem because it's, you know, it's stuff out of the 80s and 90s. It's still functional, you know, deviation meters and Synad meters and stuff of that sort. But, you know, back in those days, equipment was heavy. So, you know, shipping would be probably substantial.
Probably, but I have a hunch you're going to get a few call-outs at the end of the night. All right, this is Vicky K8VKY, and I'm going to send you on over to Bill.
Hey, Alan, TF0MHN. Good evening to you from Kendall, New York there. I'm in East Bethel, Minnesota. Anyways, my question, what part of the driving test would you fail?
Good evening, Bill. Well, I was thinking about this. It'd probably be the written portion. You know, I've been driving 50 years, and I still can't figure out who gets to go first in a four-way stop. It seems like potluck, you know. So everybody just goes whenever, and, you know, hope you don't get hit.
I was always taught that the person to the right at a four-way has the right way if you get there at the same time. But I don't think a lot of other people were taught like I was doing that. And anything else? Would you be okay with the driving test, I'm sure? What about the vision test? You know, I just found out the other day that I have to have cataract surgery, so I'm basically driving with one eye. But what about you?
Well, I wear bifocals. Last time I took my, had to renew my license, I wear glasses, but I didn't want them on when I took the test just to see if I could do it. And I was going to say corrective lenses on it, and I actually did pass. So I don't know. Go here, well, in May of 27, I guess, is when I have to renew my license again. So I don't know. Hopefully I'll get lucky, but you never know.
Yeah, absolutely. I have been able to. The last time I got my license, I was able to do it without having vision required, so I was kind of glad about that. I was wearing contacts that day, but I didn't tell. I don't wear those anymore. So anyway, it's good talking to you, 73 John, and I'm going to give it back to Scott, N7FGP.
Okay. All right, Alan. Well, thank you for checking in with us tonight. You know what I think I would fail? I hate those darn traffic circles. They drive me crazy, especially the ones that have more than one lane. It seems to me I'm going to go off on that. Never mind. Let's see. Let's go on to John in Pickenington, W8KCL. Good evening, John. How are you tonight? And haven't talked to you before. It looks like you're new to the ECR. So this is the QSOCNET roundtable, and my question is going to be, what is or what was your favorite comic strip? So, John, it's your turn.
This is John, W8KCL. Mine was BC. If you remember, that was the caveman one. I can't remember any. But that was the first one I always turned to when the newspaper showed up. By the way, I am a certified driving instructor here in Michigan. So if you got a question.
Too bad Bill's not there in Michigan to take some lessons. Wait, that was your wife that said that. Never mind. I used to teach emergency driving for firefighters and EMTs, and so we got to be pretty good at backing stuff up and parallel parking and stuff like that. Never got to drive a skid car, though. That's something I always wanted to do, so that would have been fun. And BC Comics, of course, yeah, that's a great one. That's another good one that I used to turn to that one all the time, too. And, you know, I need to resubscribe to the newspaper, and I need to start looking at the comics. So, all right, let's see. I guess that's going to do it for me, John. So is this are you new to the ECR, East Coast Reflector? Over to you.
W8KCO. Actually, I'm new to everything. I just got licensed it was the end of June, middle of June. I got my general class first, then I went back about 3 weeks ago and got my extra class. But, I'm kind of new to everything.
Well, John, welcome to Ham Radio, and welcome to the East Coast Reflector. We're a large network, but really international network. We have people check in from different countries all the time. So, if you get a chance, go to eastcoastreflector.com and see what we're all about there. You can go to ecr.radio/magazine, I believe it is, and sign up for the East Coast Reflector magazine. And if that was the wrong URL, Vicki will correct me when I send you on over to her. So, which is what I'm going to do now because our time is up. So, John, it was great talking to you. Welcome to Ham Radio. And I'm going to send you on over to Vicki. Vicki, go ahead.
Hey, John. Nice to meet you. Just in case you're not sure how the program works, super simple. There's a list of people called coasters, and I'd say there's about 10 of them. Actually, probably a few more than that. And you get a contact point for talking to people, and after 5, you get your first certificate. It's automatically emailed to you. Everything is free. And this is just a net to give some extra contacts. So if you'd like to sign up, you can go to eastcoastreflector.com. And my question for you tonight is, what do you unintentionally collect?
Vicki, was that directed at me, W8KCL?
Yep. The way we kind of do this one is the student controllers, and we just kind of pass you from one to the other to the other. So my question for you is, what do you unintentionally collect? We've had test equipment. We've had answers of receipts, guitar strings. Is there anything you unintentionally picked?
I've got a huge collection of rechargeable batteries that don't go to equipment that I own anymore. You know, I don't know what to do with them. They're still good.
Everything is still good, right? All right, it's good talking to you. Nice to meet you. This is Vicki, K8VKN. I'm going to pass you on over to Bill.
Hey, John, KF0MHN, Bill, Minnesota. How are you this evening? I don't feel good asking you this question, but is there any part of the driver's test that you might fail?
Oh, yeah. Back when I was taking my driving test, got on the expressway. We have an expressway here called the John Lodge. It's 10, and it's an expressway that is below grade. With walls on the side and very little shoulder. They told me to get on the freeway, so I did, and I stopped at the end of the ramp. That made people very unhappy, so I got to do it all over again.
My daughters did it 3 times before they got it right, so nothing unusual. Hey, also you were talking about those circles. I'll tell you, I'm originally from Ohio, and we call them circles in Ohio, and they call them roundabouts here in Minnesota. But the joke has always been, and I hope this doesn't offend anybody, but the joke has always been there's people from West Virginia that stuck on that circle for 20 years.
We got one of the... all of those a write-up about the roundabouts here in Brighton. We've got 3 roundabouts, and there's a paradox in there where you have to make a lane change in order to get into the roundabout, and that is supposed to be against the law. So, yeah, it's not a great roundabout. It's the Lee Road roundabout. We have people here wearing T-shirts that said, "I survived the Lee Road roundabouts." I take the kids through that on the third time they drive with me.
Yeah, I think Minnesota adapts some of Michigan's theories on highways and things like that. Go ahead, John.
I'm still teaching this stuff. I'm 71 years old now. And before this, I was a school bus driver. This is better. I could parallel park a school bus back then. In fact, how I learned how to do it was I was in downtown Ann Arbor on Liberty Street, and anybody that's been around Ann Arbor knows about this one. It's one of the busiest streets out there, and it was the middle of the day, and I had to go to the Michigan Theater and pick up a bunch of, like, 4th and 5th graders on a field trip, and there was 3 parking spots in front of the theater. But you can't pull a bus directly into that because the tail end will be hanging out. So I pulled and blocked the spot, got out my phone, and looked on YouTube on how to parallel park a school bus. Looked at it, I go, "Yeah, I done work hard. Got it the first time."
All right, John, good talking to you. We're going to move on, and welcome to the East Coast Reflector, and welcome to Ham Radio as well. Let's pass it back to Scott, and let me find Scott's call sign. Actually, that was a call sign. Complicated. N7, GP. Have a good night, John.
All right. Thank you, Bill, and thank you for checking in, John. And, John, your audio is just a tad hot coming in. And if you go to the coastreflector.com, you'll find a link there that goes to a page called Listen Live. And then you can listen to a live feed, and as you talk, you can kind of see how hot you are coming in. So you are pretty much in the red looking, so... you might back off the radio, or if you have a mic, change it down a tad. So, anyhow, John, thanks for coming in. Welcome to the East Coast Reflector, and you have a great weekend. Let's go on down to Neil in Durham, North Carolina, KR4HBQ. Good evening, Neil. And, Neil, my question tonight is, what is or what was your favorite comic strip? So, Neil, it's all yours.
You're really going to make me choose just one, huh? If you're going to make me choose just one, it's going to have to come down to Doonesbury, because every couple of years or so I pick up the Doonesbury Chronicles and reread it from start to finish. So that's probably the one, you know, the only comic that I do that with. So that would probably be the top of the list. It's actually been a few years, so it's probably time to redo that. Back over to you.
No, I'm going to have to go find those books. I bet I could probably get them on my Kindle now. But Doonesbury, that's always been one of my favorites. And Calvin and Hobbes, that's got to be my all-time favorite, though. I relate to Calvin. Over to you.
Oh, Calvin and Hobbes, Dilbert, although Dilbert's a little too close to home sometimes. Boone County, like I said, you're making me choose just one. That's a tough choice right there.
Yeah, you know, I haven't read comics for years, and I need to do that because, you know, they're fun. I like reading comics. I was never a big comic book collector, though, although I did have a few Batman, because Batman rules. All right, Neil, I'm going to send you on over to Vicky, K-E-A-V-K-Y. It's your turn, Vicky.
Hey, Neil, this is Vicky. My question to you is, what unintentional thing have you collected?
You know, a while ago I would have said baseball caps, but that has become intentional because for, like, years I would be someplace and realize I didn't have a hat with me, and it was, you know, sunny and I was getting, you know, too much sun, or it was raining and I didn't have anything, so I'd run out and buy a baseball cap, and when I get home, throw it in a box in the closet. But now I've just turned that and given up and turned that into, you know, that's the thing I get when I go someplace. But I'd have personal clutter. There is not a horizontal surface in my house that remains clean for more than a day or so. I don't know where it all comes from. That just piles up. So unintentionally, I collect clutter. Over to you.
I think most hams collect clutter. I think it's almost a necessary thing. All right. Well, it's good to talk to you. I don't think I've talked to you in a while, but I haven't been on a whole lot lately. It seems like summers are busy, especially with clubs. So, but it was good talking to you. This is Vicky, K8BKY, and I'm going to pass you on over to Bill.
Hey, Neil, KF0MA10 Bill here. Good evening to you. And my question of the day, basically, was what part of the driving test did you fail?
Hey, Bill. Actually, an apropos question, because just yesterday or today, I got the annual email from the North Carolina DMV with the graphic explaining when you do and when you don't have to stop for a school bus. And looking at that, I'd be like, screw it. I could not pass the written test because the rules are just so ridiculous and obscure. So I would have to say the written test. KR4HBQ, back over to you, Bill.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on the written test. I'm not sure how I would do. I think I would be okay in the driving test, but the written test may be a little bit difficult. And like I was talking earlier, it seems like there's a lot of people out there that couldn't pass any of the tests. What say you?
It's generally what I say when, you know, people around me are like, you know, we were promised flying cars. I'm like, look at these people in two dimensions. Do you really trust them to give them a third dimension, the way they drive? No, thank you. So I'm with you. I'm not sure most folks could pass the driver's test, probably myself included.
Well, I don't know if it's part of age and just, you know, I'm not old, I'm 63. I don't know if it's part of age and just say these kids don't know how to drive these days, or it's just, we just take after our parents when we get a little bit older.
I often joke around with my friends that, you know, Og back in his, you know, back in the cave was yelling and screaming about these kids these days with their wheels. So, you know, it's just happens to every generation, I think.
All right, Neil, good to solo again. Have a good night, 7-3, and thanks for checking in tonight. I'm going to pass you on to N7FTP, Scott.
All right, Bill, thank you, and thank you, Neil, for checking in with us tonight. Hey, you know, I think we're getting close to flying cars, though. Have you seen those little Jetson kind of piloting, or passenger drones, I guess, is what you'd call it. Maybe it's a quadcopter would be more of a correct title, but that looks pretty cool. I kind of want it. All right, Neil, sorry. Yeah, we're going to go on to Joe now in Franklin, Georgia, KQ4YYN. Good evening, Joe. And my question for the night is, what is or what was your favorite comic strip? So, Joe, it's your turn.
Mr. Scott, good evening to you. Ms. Vicki, Mr. Bill over there. You know, I had to go back and look. I remembered a bunch of them, but I had to go back and look and actually had to ask Jenny. That's what I call Gemini. But the ones I picked out first were Beetle Bailey, Blondie, Family Circus, Calvin and Hobbes, Dick Tracy, Andy Cat, The Wizard of Id. I used the other guys when he said Dennis and Dennis. I had forgotten about that one. Not to get sidetracked, but also like the TV program Sky King and Family Affair. Sorry if I'm deviating a little bit off the comics. But those are the comics that that I actually like. And I actually found one that I had forgotten about, High and Lois. That was a comic strip. Garfield, Peanuts. Peanuts was the one. Calvin Hobbes, The Far Side, Loom County, Doonesbury. Anyway, yeah, Beetle Bailey, that is one of my favorite ones. I like to watch him and Sarge always get into something. Back over to you, Ted, Mr. Scott.
You know, I was wondering when somebody was going to mention Beetle Bailey because, yeah, that is a classic. And then The Far Side, I don't know how I forgot that one. That is another one that's right up there in my top favorite list. That's for darn sure. So, yeah, the TV programs, you know, now Family Affair, I haven't seen in quite some time. A lot of those shows, they get played again on different TV channels that kind of show all the retro shows. So, and I watch a lot of the old shows. I just like them better. So, Joe, it's been great talking to you. And John, over to Vicki. This is Scott, N7FTP. Over to you, Vicki.
I'd ask you what you collect, but it sounds like you collect them. This is Vicki, K8VKY. What do you unintentionally collect?
Hey, Mrs. Vicki, K8VKY. I unintentionally collect bills. They keep coming, and I try to send them back. And I get the post office, ma'am, can you put these back in your little vehicle right there? We don't need these. She says, sir, I've got to deliver them for you with the post office. We deliver rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else. I said, well, if you got to deliver them, you got to deliver them. But anyway, that's what we unintentionally collect these bills. So.
Yeah, I think everybody unintentionally collects them to something. But sometimes you just don't get the mail, they just don't show up. Not true. They show up in text and emails and everything else. All right. Well, it's been good talking to you. I haven't talked to you in a while. And actually, it's 9 o'clock. So this is Vicki, K8VKY. I'll pass it back over to Scott to finish things up. Actually, I missed one. I'm going to send you on over to Bill.
Hey, Joe, KF0ME10. I feel bad asking you this question. First of all, we're not going to tell Scott I had a crush on Buffy back in the day. Now So, anyways, hey, I'm going to ask you this question. What part of the driving test would you fail? And I know you're going to answer with it.
You know, I don't want to... Well, that's right. I won't fail any of it. But I will tell you what gives me a little trouble in the big truck is blind side backing or blind side parking. You ought to see some of these tight spots you have to get into when you kind of have to blind side. I'll get out four or five times, and it does not hurt my feelings to get out and look, make sure I don't hit anything. And, hey, if somebody's around, I say, hey, come over here and watch this. So let me hit this vehicle or this trailer or this other truck or something. Yes, sir, that does not hurt my feelings. I'm too old. Well, I'm not saying I'm too old. But, you know, if you need help doing something, grab somebody and say, hey, watch this. Don't let me hit this. So that's what I have trouble with. And like I say, I can do it. It's just not one, you know, you see some truck drivers just back in just hurt as you please. I can do that from the driver's side. But from the right side, I can't get my mirror adjusted enough far out to see what I need to see. So I do get out four or five times and look. And like I say, that doesn't hurt my feelings at all. Back over to you there, Mr. Bill.
All right, Joe, we're going to wrap it up. Anyways, have a good night. 732, I'm going to pass it back to Scott now at 7MTP.
Well, thank you, Bill. Thank you, Joe. And, yeah, you know, Joe, probably or the biggest, the most accidents that we had in fire and EMS service were backing accidents. We had have people back into things, and it was because they didn't have a spotter, even though they're supposed to have a spotter, especially, like you say, on that blind side. All right. Well, thank everybody for checking in to the QSO Quest roundtable net tonight. The youth are going to be back next week. So next week we will have the youth net back in on Fridays at 8 p.m. But, you know, be surprised if you hear a pop-up QSO Quest roundtable net sometime in the future. So. Let's see our coasters tonight were Vicky KE8VKY, Bill KF8MHN, and me, Scott N7FGP. Don't forget to log your contacts. And I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight for the QSO Quest Roundtable Net. We're now returning the reflector back to normal amateur radio use. 7-3, and everyone have a great weekend. This is Scott N7FGP, and I'll be clear.
Scott, are you still there? It's Dean, KC2IPJ. Quick question.
Yeah, Dean, I'm still here. Go ahead.
Was I speaking to you the other day about, there was a chat about conspiracy theories and we were discussing Toynbee tiles. But was I speaking to you about that?
Yeah, it wasn't really conspiracy theory. It's more just kind of mysteries out there that we don't know about. So, but yeah, that was me, and I did look it up, and I haven't read it all yet, but I did find it on there. So, yeah, that was me.
I just wanted to let you know, in case you ever do see the documentary, there's a really fascinating part in the middle about shortwave radio and what it could do with it, and. It was just interesting to see radio involved in it. I just wanted to let you know that. So this is Dean, KE2IBJ, signing off, and have a great night.
Yeah, Dean, I have a list here of notes, and that's one of the things I was going to look into was all of stuff. You know, I just like kind of hearing that stuff. So anyhow, Dean, thanks for being and thanks for checking into the Night Shift Net, too. We have a lot of fun doing that. And that's Mondays at 9:30 if anybody else wants to join us. It's a little rag chew net that we do here on the East Coast Reflector. We're pretty cool. And having a lot of fun doing it. So, anyhow, this is Scott in 7FGP, and I'll be clear.
Hey, good evening. This is Kilo Echo 4, India Foxtrot India. I've been listening this evening. Not once did I hear anybody say Little Abner comic strips. That used to be my favorite. Oh, I might be just getting too old, and nobody remembers that. Kilo Echo 4, India Foxtrot India Mobile. In South Carolina at the present time.
Kilo Echo 4, India Foxtrot India, K2AP.
My name is Bill. I think, I'm not sure if I know you, but this is Bill.
Yeah, good evening, Bill. Yeah, I know you. We spoke to, my name is Joe, Julie Vasquez. You were from Northport. We always talk about Northport. I'm on Long Island. Back to you.
You have a good memory. You have a very good memory. I am from Northport, Long Island. It's been a couple of, last time I was in Northport was, I think, in 2007 or 2008. 2008 or something. I'm not totally sure.
Well, the last time I was in Northport was yesterday. I crossed to it anyway, not exactly Northport, actually. But I was on the North Shore. So, yeah, I drove all the way out with my daughter to the to Greenport on Wednesday, and on Thursday, we went to Westbury Gardens, if you remember those places.
Yeah. Well, when you went to East Northport on Lockfield Road, which most everybody takes, if you saw all the murals, most of them, every one of them was done by my dad. So... if they're still up there, I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure they are. But my dad was a pretty famous mural painter in Long Island.
Yeah, you gave me a link to your dad's information quite a while ago. I looked it up. It's very interesting, yeah. I do remember that. Back to you.
Oh, okay. Very good. So I can talk all night, but I don't know how long he's going to be here in South Carolina, aggravating me. But anyway, it's all good.
Yeah. Are you in South Carolina, you said, or
did
you say North Carolina? I wasn't quite sure.
I'm in South Carolina. North Carolina is okay, but I'm not too fond of it. But could be because I was a Fort Bragg for a year or two, but not too fond of it.
Yeah, I usually just pass through there. I don't think it's Fayetteville in North Carolina or South Carolina.
Are you talking about Cherokee? Cherokee is in North Carolina in the western end, just off of I-40, pretty close to the Tennessee line.
I was talking about a town in called Fayetteville. I think it's Fayetteville, North Carolina, but I could be wrong about that. Back to you.
No, you're absolutely right. Fayetteville is just off on I-95, and that's North Carolina is also there. And there's an Air Force base there also. Pretty simple place.
Comment?
Yeah, go ahead, Common.
Hey, Common.
K2HPQ.
Hey, this is KR4HPQ. Yeah, Fayetteville, as you're right, it's about an hour and a half south of Raleigh on I-95. About 30-40 minutes just north of the South Carolina border, directly up from south of the border. So not too far from Pedro, if you know the reference. Anyway, just figured I'd clear that, give you that info. Anyway, have a great night. KR4HPQ, clear.
I'm shot.
I know all about Pedro.
What you described is... quite
border,
well,
yeah.
And south of the border has been sold, so it might change here pretty quick. I'm not even sure if it's still open, but I hope they don't tear it down, but it has been sold.
So I'm going to pass it back over to Bill. What are you, Bill, from K2ACC?
If you hear me, south of the border has been sold, so I don't think they know what they're going to do with it, but I hope they don't pull it down. Kilo Echo 4 in your Fox Trotter.
Yeah, Echo is fine. It's 20 miles away from it, 100 miles away from it, whatever it is. Yeah, those are good days, definitely. That's a long drive, though, from New York. We used to do it all the time. Like I said, my daughter just did it recently. She's visiting. And they leave, like, at 6 o'clock at night, and then they get here about 8 o'clock the next morning or something like that. So they just drive all the way through. I guess the young can do that. I can't.
I used to do that too and buy fireworks down in South Carolina and North Carolina and sell them in Brooklyn. But anyway, made good money doing that. And then they found out I wasn't paying taxes and all that and buying cigarettes down there and transporting them up to New York. But anyway, that's history too. Everything's gone up. Kilo Echo 4 India, Foxtrot India.
Yeah, that's for sure, Bill. I don't know, there might have been a person with a comment in there or a breaking station or something. Is there another station that wants to break in? This is K2AT.
I was hoping it was my good friend, KQ4 Yankee Yankee November. I heard Joe. I didn't want to interrupt Watery.
Node 27339 disconnected. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 65 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 72 degrees.